다 알랭 nga tsukye su 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 san nang da uji tangwa yina nga tsukye me tsete kandu chin rogi do
so first when we check our you know life you know how is our life going through So if we check like you know how our life is going, so then we know that you know our life is you know passing through with you know happiness and suffering, sometimes happy, sometimes, you know, pain and suffering. Like that, we, you know, waste our life. So we know that, you know, the time is passing by, but we don't know how our you know how we spend our life that we don't check and we don't know
tindu yi tyu se jopa ji don ro na te kar yo re sala so na mone to ne jene rani rani lo so de shena che gwe chi ta ro me ba chwa sma ro bro as
so the time is passing fast and same time our life is so you know when we really, you know, investigate, then we are going toward the death, you know, very fast speed.
Do you chow mataba sengeti on the room going in situly chiomane? Chow mataba sengetala in Jitensu Changada, call it on Chiwajida, call it Nibachiwa just KK.
So, you know, if we understand that, then, you know, we must be really, you know, a lot of fear that, you know, we're wasting our life, you know, like that, and toward we are facing toward the death so quick, like time goes by. So, you know, this death, you know, conquers, you know, three realms. So, you know, there's nobody left, you know. Everybody who born need to be go through death.
Mana tene jina tanga su kare chego re salwa yena. Ani tanga su tene kaus bapo chue singe chego re. Chue sidi, ani chue chego la pena chue ba.
So now, if that is the case, then now what we have to do is we need to do some practice. At least, you know, we ourselves need to include as a, you know, practitioner. So when we say that we should include as a you know spiritual dharma practitioner, then you know in that group, practitioner group, there are three different kind of practitioners. So the best, you know, practitioner would be, you know, like when you are dying at that time, the best practitioner, they are really joyful, happy, like, you know, like the son coming to the father's, coming back from a vacation to the father's home.
Chobon rinde ene lo tebe ngone ji dinso de yebe gone ro achi
So the middle practitioner, when they are in dying, you know, they have confidence that, you know, they did something in their life, so they have confidence.
Chupa tamade matayan chawashima rola manjoba chukala joba meba chukore.
So the least practitioner, the, you know, lowest practitioner, you know, should be like when they are dying, they should be, they have no any regrets whatsoever in their life.
Tendrugi chawashima la chi matha kasa chupa tamachi tesi wala ta karichi gorisana ni ngazo ni shonjo lo rechi mo su mana gi yin jubu chungyu chuko de nyane chago wala yasala.
So, you know, at least to include in the, you know, lowest practitioner among these three, what one have to do is we have to practice the, you know, the beginner's scopes practice, which mentioned in the Lamre.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to practice, you know, immediately implement whatever we learn. We need to implement immediately. Otherwise, you know, time never stops. You know, if we postpone our practice, then, you know, you never know, we will get a time to practice, or, you know, death will conquer and next life comes. Mm-hmm. It's unpredictable.
Tangatsuki, yung jubi chini chusu de jeba shi ma guwa je, takkosu bubba rani rani la sana roba je tona, awa tangachi chen musa ni risa ma re ta kanta che gui na.
So now we're not going to elaborate the, you know, beginner, middle, and advanced scopes practitioner, all those things. But first we will here begin with, you know, check ourselves, and, you know, we have a sense of, you know, urgency that, you know, I must include as a, you know, spiritual practitioner. Otherwise, you know, it would be really, you know, it would be really, you know, regretful or like that.
Mambushi and Masina Yana, Rani is symbology, Chenam's and Jigumin do a song in Jonhondo, which led you to Yana, Chagin is a Jonhondo, Bobando.
So, you know, no more to say, but, you know, at least, you know, when we listen to the, you know, teachings, at least we have a sense of feeling and sense of, you know, moving in our in ourself, you know, that, you know, when to meditate or to practice, we should have a sense of feeling and sense of joyfulness to engage in.
Mm-hmm.
So if we got that kind of feeling, then, you know, when whatever practice we begin, you know, either is you know, to generate the, you know, body, citta, mind, or any kind of practice, then, you know, you got the willpower, and you have all the, you know, preparatory things already there.
Then, jinpen senge de, nijie senge, shangchuk senge senge de, kante jingyo na, tante jingwa jile jingyo na da, jiwa shima senge de, tante jirwa senge de wajirwa. Ta yebe senge ki tanda ji senso na da, jiwa shima senge de, chunchun rin da wadaji. Rwa, ta yebe senge tangchi ki dungye de, nga rongi lenge yin se, ku lenge ki mechi, pao ji chaso na, rangye de bete, chunchun rwa chakurwa la da, tante ki, shangchuk senge senge, penye dang, senge le penche tunne yungdwa.
So, like that, that kind of mind, you know, to benefit infinite sentient beings and, you know, infinite compassions and loves and bodhicittas, you know, if we, you know, this kind of mind arise within us, then, you know, we are like a, become like a hero that, you know, next life, death is something, you know, small, you know, not considerable. Because, you know, you got that mind, so benefit and, you know, compassionate toward the, all the sentient beings. If we could take that kind of responsibility, then, you know, ourself is just one, nothing, you know, the infinite sentient beings compared to that. So, you know, we will become a, like a hero, fear of nothing.
Koyang, tundri ki senpa de rangchi lingwa la, mini, jiwa shima ki bina, nisu ki dunghe ne, sanna dunghe ne, iki ta ebi senche tangche dunghe pa da, pangne di chusu na, shangchu ki sen chenji zang di yungu ma rila da. Din jinsi jane jibu, sonche langchi lingwa da sung ma rila la.
So in order to, you know, arise and, you know, possess that kind of mind, we need to practice, you know, systematically mentioned in the Lamrim. If we couldn't able to go through systematically, then, you know, the order is kind of, you know, loose, then, you know, we cannot able to achieve that kind of realization.
Tanga zu ja chamu tin ri mi se san do ma tu na ya ni tan ji son de che wa na ye yin de na shu bi na ma ta da yi ni ra ji se ji tan ji de tu ji ta ji ba na ye nga ta na ji ya pa ti che gen che tu wa ji chona na ma yi xin ji lo ro ji yin ro ji se ne ni de yi tan da la nge de ren ni xiong chu la re se de ni nyo gu yin se nge ji bi
So, if we could able to do that, that is good. Otherwise, you know, as we recite the supplication prayer of the lineage gurus, so, you know, we will bring a thought that, you know, like those, you know, lineage gurus, I will try to practice same like the lineage gurus which we do the supplication prayer, and in order to success in our practice, please you know, send us the blessings and you know overcome the obstacles. So, you know, for this kind of to generate this kind of thought and mind, we will do a brief, you know, contemplation or meditation.
tenzhu xie kyunglu chiba chi na kwa sinba xie chwe ne ne de ma wu ti sun chi ne tan du chi chiba na dosa ki lang chiba xiang chiu lang chi rinba singe de reyaz.
Okay, so with this kind of, you know, great thoughts or mind, what we're going to listen is the Lamrim, you know, that, you know, people who wish to free from this cyclic existence, you know, practice this path and, you know, attain, you know, enlightenment.
Tendruki chude kanje chene ni teringa so ge nyoy ge kwa kanje chene chungwa res lawa ina sa da.
So this kind of you know, teaching, you know, how we got the opportunity to teach and listen is
how do ka ji pene ji peba ge lama ji how do ka yong de chorang so la teni ji kono ge loju so ne chi ge wa ji sa ni ne ma res.
Is not like that, you know, all of a sudden, you know, one Tibetan master came and introduced or talked about his life story. It's not like that. This kind of this practice, Lamrim, is, you know, is a practice that possesses the blessing of, you know, unbroken lineage of steam of steam of unbroken lineage from the, you know, Buddha himself.
Mm-hmm. Tendruki Shinlo Jindu Kandu Chagu Vare Sesona Ini Pena Nge Ini Ngaroge Langri Kala Shisagi Ini Zayi Lama Nye Ini Dajay Tenpa Shachi Tewa Matu Chi Padu Ini Kansa Chi Chi Le Chi Chi Le Nye Ini Ti Tanda Padu Jinchi Ya Mare Sala.
How is a stream of an unbroken lineage is, you know, Rinpoche got this teaching from his teacher, and his teacher got from his teacher, and all the way up to the our Buddha, the Buddha Shakyamuni.
Tendruki mune tone tyuse yo sona ini daje temba sacha to bane ngi tsa yila me baje shin logi jubi lama to pare jene shugo re ma tu tegi sacha ti chudan yu sare sala.
So if we have a time, you know, we need to seek the blessing of the all those lineage gurus, but you know, the time is past.
Tell us, so Corona Zito, Shaki Chanay, Joji, and Padi Adisha, Logi, the song with the Tigi Logi, the Digi Kasanazo Sajagan, and Rosa.
So the main, you know, the composer, the Master Atisha, you know, his life story, there's a brief life story in the beginning, so we did that, you know, at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So that is called the, you know, first chapter. It is the greatness of the, you know, author of this text.
Mm-hmm. On the chute, the Tenriki, Hilo Chibajins on the Chukoron, the Karamandao Eris, Lausona, and Sanjay Yamato Thomas on the Chujibum, but Jetejitun Yeroas. Then over Yamato Yanichang and the Kadicheto, the Kanyango Supersana.
So, why this is extraordinary, you know, teaching? Because, you know, if Buddha Shakyamuni taught, you know, 84,000 different kind of teachings. So, you know, if we try to practice from 84,000 teachings, where we should begin, or, you know, is so vast.
Tidak yin jeba, jaga ki pendita, nāngkī kānsu tāpi yé yé nirvā jāshāngi yé tēngyō tēngyō yore tēngā su kāni gōsu gōrsa.
And also, you know, for that Buddha's teaching, you know, the great Indian masters like a, you know, like a star in the sky, you know, those, you know, teach masters, you know, make a lot of commentary. So, you know, from which commentary we should begin? It is so much.
Mm-hmm.
And also later, you know, in Tibet, you know, all the different traditions, masters, make a, you know, numerous commentaries, so you know where we should begin again.
So
how we got this opportunity to listen and teach Lamrim? Because, you know, in Tibet, the Tibetan king, you know, Lhalama Chanju and Yishevu, you know, invite the Indian master Atisha to Tibet and requested that for this kind of teaching that, you know, we don't seek a teaching that is vast and so profound. We don't seek a teaching like that, but we simply seek a teaching that will benefit all the Tibetans. So, you know, Master Atisha teach this teaching.
Then, Sijie Chonjo Chene, Do Devo Chene, Song Shan Chote, Shisha Chene, Jilama Ye, Betima, Matento Chilema, Sajima, Patsu Jino, Roma Gungi, Any Kuro Pesha Chi, Hia Jan Mandone, Nagonjan and Rotu, Tento Chila, Any Patsu KK Chemagungi, Rotu, and Kasisa, and the Sachu Tonjo Chene, and Shanjo Langerim, saying the Jivaris.
So the Master Atisha composed the text, you know, is in different, many, you know, stanzas or verses. Then, you know, the Lama Tsongkhapa make a commentary based on that root text. So, you know, this Lamrim come into being. So, you know, this Lamrim, greatness of the Lamrim is that, you know, if one practice, then, you know, one can attain Buddhahood or enlightenment in one sitting time. Mm-hmm. So entire, you don't have to go through many, you know, things. Just everything is included here. So you simply practice Lamrim and you can achieve enlightenment or Buddhahood.
Mm-hmm. Yellow orange in the Megillic Chevus and Ramada Sana Cogomares. Munitron and choosing a Joshima Penja the Jan, at Zubu Sanjay Copon and Dongina, Larichama the Tobu Dish of the Telha Gomer's Light, Nichiran from Hengota, Kiki Himelada, Lari, Nanichangi, and Rismachi, Chibutamba to Menga, Saja Nangati Chandler's.
So, you know, there is somebody, you know, very, you know, High Lama came and giving an initiation, or, you know, in another place there is a, you know, High Lama come and giving a empowerment and like that. We don't have to look all those things. If we simply practice this Lamrim, then it is the essence of all the Buddha's teaching. So, you know, everything is in Lamrim from the path to to the enlightenment.
When so solo Shanchu is sent the Tony to be Lola, Nyongane, Ranili, Nancy, Rani, Nancy, and Chinese City, Shuchamuches on a Jinja Tongmari, Tendriki Nanzi, maybe Tony, Ranila Shanchu sent the Tony to be Tawa Jinsuyabachi, do Seta, Tangane to New York Sona, any Sanga Doji Tabas in the Gabucheda, any lesser than Hebrews.
So, you know, if we possess the, you know, bodhicitta and, you know, realization of emptiness, then if we practice the Vajrayana path, then, you know, we will really going to achieve the state of, Vasudhara. Otherwise, you know, we simply, you know, practice lamrim, you know, that is more effective and beneficial.
Pegi lama dara songe re. Ani ongo mambo ko la sasa. Ani thanya sati ka la sasa. Ni yu gomo sha la sasa. Tendu ye ni hi jin yore sala da. Yapo ma jena.
So, you know, we there is a saying of many Tibetan masters that, you know, if one give a lot of initiation and empowerments, that will, you know, open the, you know, gateway of the hell. Why? Because, you know, we receive the initiation, we don't keep and guard our vows and pledges, so we transgress all those things, then, you know, we will direct go to the hell. So in this way, you know, what he is trying to tell us is that, you know, we need to think ourselves, you know, that is what he is telling us. Other than that, Rinpoche is not telling that you shouldn't go to initiation wherever there is initiation. You know, he is not trying to stop you to go there. Not like that.
Tangazu Saji and Tandet Karsa, Chuji Chawaji, Nibatan, and Nitin Ruji Chedi, Nakadi, Nidukan, and Yogur, Shidi Kanishi, or Racing, the Saji Sombachi, and Nazu Tanda Saji Jeba, Dango Jalomachi Tatu, Shibasa, and Saji Jeba when there was.
So now we should begin the time past so much. So, you know, the second chapter is the greatness of the teaching, and the third is, you know, how to teach and how to listen is the third chapter, and the fourth chapter is the actual, you know, teaching or the practice.
Mm-hmm.
So we are in the fourth chapter.
Such as you put the
So this began with the, you know, root of the path is reliance on the teacher, and, you know, when you reliance on the teacher, and how we train our mind. So this is the, you know, fourth chapter's
Two root chapters. jibu sun je rangji rinpa le chi gubi jin sen singe te ten dure ye sa la da de ma sa ji ma ran na ri ya nge ji ma ran chi ro ro sa
now we are in the page 132 we read through the text why students are lit in stages using the training of the three types of person. This explanation has two parts.
Tanya get the catcher to an agiri, Bena, Chuji Pombo Jetu, you know, the Chibuson Jalan, Sonsi Riban on a degree of Salasona, and it was Lenka Joser Salad.
So that's just an elaboration, Rinpoche said earlier that, you know, Buddha's 84,000 different kind of teachings, if those teachings included in the, you know, Lamrim's three stages of their path. So yes, all those teachings included in that three different stages of the path. So to obtain Buddhahood, why, you know, student need to let stage by stage from the, you know, from the beginning, middle, and the, you know, the advance. Why is? So there are some new people, so maybe introduce the three stage or the three different kind of practitioners. The practitioner who seek a better, you know, rebirth in next life is the beginner, and the practitioner who wish to free from this cyclic existence is the middle practitioner or the middle stage, and the, you know, advanced stage or the practitioner want to attain Buddhahood for the sake of all sentient beings. So there are, among the practitioner, there are three different mental disposition or inclinations.
So
the definition of all these things, if we read through the, turn back the page, one page, then everything is in detail
there.
So this is the definition or the introduction. Then, you know, the main practice of the different, stage and the is a different path will be a follow-up. So then this explanation has two parts. The purpose of leading students by means of the path of the three types of person, why one guides students through such a stages. So this path, is not contradict each other. It's complement each other, and if the advanced practitioner and the beginner stage of path, they are common, you know. One need to practice the beginner stage So we read through the text, the purpose of leading students by means of the path of the three types of persons. I have given an explanation of the three types of person. However, the stages of the path for the person of the great capacity also include the paths for the other two types of person in their entirety. Thus, these two paths are parts or branches of the Mahayana path. As the master Awagosha states in his, cultivation of the conventional spirit of enlightenment, being harmless, truthful, and caste, not stealing and giving away all your possessions, these are deeds that give rise to the happy rebirth. Once you have sent the suffering of the cyclic existence, you cultivate the true path to abandon it, and you eliminate the two misdeeds. These are the deeds that give rise to peace. A person of great capacity should practice all these. They are the branches of the path of the supreme determination to be free. The knowledge that all phenomena are emptinesses creates the stream of compassion for all beings. Limitless deeds of skill in means are the activity of the supreme determination to be free.
Chubu sunja lan shenpa te chubu chenpi kansa te ke nyang len che gu gu re yes. Pe na kanchi che gu re se so na, jiwa shima ngen sun du me chubi tenda la, mege chubu ngi tsuchun du sun gu gu re yes, iti tongpo te re la da.
So all these, three different stages of the path are common, to each other. So, the highest stages of the path, that practitioner need to practice, the lower two stages, because the lowest stages is wish to reborn in a higher state. So in order to reborn in a higher state, you need to being harmless, what mentioned here, the master Avagosha mentioned here, so need to practice all these things too.
Pena ngaso ipa sanu dong yena pena shangchu gi sen rang ji le chenge gi kam jin na ale la de me kang rang ji gi jewa de leng go go la.
So for example, if one need to attain the realization of bodhicitta, then one must reborn as a human or as a celestial being. So in order to reborn in that existence, one need to practice, you know, the causes to reborn there. So that kind of practice which caused to reborn in that is called the, you know, first stages of the path. So what those practitioners, first stage practitioners practice is, you know, 10 precepts. So that kind of person wish to reborn only in, you know, higher existence? No, because, you know, he is the highest practitioner, the Mahayana practitioner, so he wants to achieve Buddhahood for the sake of all sentient beings, so he is not satisfied with that. So that kind of, you know, highest practitioner, the Mahayana practitioner, you know, to free from this cyclic existence, you know, one need to abandon the grasping toward the self. So in order to abandon the, you know, grasping at the self, you know, one need to practice the three higher trainings. So these three higher training practice is the practice of the middle scope practitioner. So that kind of person, who has realized the, you know, emptiness, need to practice the, you know, bodhicitta and as well as great compassion. So that is how, you know, the advanced scope of a practitioner practice, you know, stage by step or stage by stage or systematically. So this is all. This is the commentary or the explanation of this, you know, stanzas or the verses mentioned by Master Avaghosha. So people want to go through details, you know, word by words. He can able to do that, but, you know, he don't think it is not that necessary because, we are not that serious practitioner. So like Rinpoche is going to learn the English, so, you know, when he is ready to go to school, then he just open the, you know, book. Otherwise, he don't do any homeworks or whatever things.
We read
through the text. Therefore, in this instance, teachers led you either to the path for persons of small capacity who make their goals and mere happiness of the cyclic existence, nor to the path for persons of the medium capacity who make their goals the mere liberation from cyclic existence for their own sake. Rather, they take some of the path that are common to the two types of person and make them prerequisite for leading you to the path for person of the great capacity. Thus, they make them components of the training in the path for person of the great capacity. Therefore, once you have developed the desire to take full advantages of this human life of leisure and opportunity as explained before, you must know how to take full advantage of this with respect to that.
chubi chenpi kaza chi, chubi chungi lang la chi yudi, chubi chungi lang gwa la chi barebe salada, salada.
So, for example, when Buddha Shakyamuni teach to highest capacity practitioner the Mahayana path, at that time, Buddha give the, practice of the, initial stage of path to that practitioner, so that considered as that person Buddha teach the initial stage to that person.
Chubu chungi lang ngo la chiba mares. Chubu chungi to timo yilang la chiba res. Tadi tanda tini thachi gorsala.
So we should know that the initial stage of the path indirectly teach to that practitioner, and also we need to know the initial stage of the path is common to the highest stages of the path
too.
So when Buddha teach the 10 precepts to that highest capacities practitioner, so at that time Buddha didn't aim, or the practitioner didn't aim merely to be born in a higher states by practicing 10 precepts. It's not like that.
Then I get any, then a danzi pon be taught in Batayan, any danzi pon a tapatan, topatan, jibatanji, any Sanji Yikola, any dami to be shared at the Tamba Marisana. Sanji Tanji then the Zubi Sanji Kobota be cheated, need danzi pon be taught in Barasana.
And also the the middle stage scopes practitioner, when Buddha teach the, to abandon the grasping at the self, that teaching aim not merely focus to free from cyclic existence. So in this way, all these stages have a common path and the actual path of the initial stage. And the middle stage also the common path, and as well as the actual middle scope path. So we don't try to go fast, but like a businessman, we try to not lose our principle, keep our principle intact. So we try to do that. So if we really able to do that, then you know the people who are studying in universities for many many years in the monastery, and people who really precisely practice lamrim, they can able to compete. So therefore, once you have developed the desire to take full advantage of the human life, the leisure and opportunity is explained before, how to take full advantage of it. So we read through the text again. With respect to that, Baba Viveka's heart of the middle way states, these bodies are insubstantial, like banana trees and bubbles. You would not give them a substance that is like Mount Meru by making them conditions for helping others. These bodies are basis for sicknesses, old age, and death. Those who have good characters and compassions make them in each moment a basis for promoting happiness in others. This life of leisure is free of the eight condition of non-leisure. With the lamp of the sublime teaching, make good use of this leisure through the deeds of a person of great capacity.
Omanyimbo yi tanda de karisa na pena nga chogi lyu sen yi de ni chishin da chogi bo na yi re chishin sen yi de baba ka se shen na nyimbo jin thoa mi zo ro yi le chishin sa ga re bo sa na nga chogi tanda jang chogi bo sa de ma yin ba ri 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 tan de ja ta la chu bu se ro de no yi ni nyimbo mi nge ji re yi na nyimbo mi nge de ni yi ni jin pe ja chen bo ji zo yi re da ni pena lyun bo chi kang go mi sing de se yi ni
So the Baba Viveka, what said here is that body is like a banana tree. When you peel the banana tree, all the way to the center, you won't find nothing there. Peel after peel, nothing there, and as well as like a bubble. So the people like us don't know how to make good use of this bodies. So even though it is like that, but lot of good things like mentioned here, But, you know, dumb people like us don't know how to make use of this thing.
Then yaro dang sinche jen la nyi ji deng yi me de si ye ni ma chu gi ni tun du gi lu de ge ji re re ne ni ge an dong yi ni yi hang zhe yang zhe xin dong yi ge ji tun du gi ne da gang ge yin zhong fu ji xi ji bi lu ji yin na yang de da ni yin da le pian ba yi ni de wa du ye gi lu ji le pe zhe dong tu le yes.
So like mentioned here, even though, you know, it's the basis of sickness, old age and death again and again, but, you know, if we are, you know, intelligent, we can use this body to benefit, you know, and, you know, promote happiness in others. So how this body a basis for promoting happiness and benefit other, because, you know, we got this all the conditions assembled, so we can give a teaching, you know, and practice, and through that, you know, it will benefit, you know, infinite.
Katu pena ngaram so sanda tongi na ngatsu gi pena chasa sen na chi tanda che mangcho de susu gi liten tanda le chegu arsa.
So until now, what we do is we always do to protect, you know, our body.
The nipo chane she so na ani garsa ani bichi na ye da chi bo na ye ani ko dongye khang ye jong kong jega na chi dongye de se ye ji bi lu ji re na ko yen de lo ju so na de ni jue ye le sen song do ngo zhen yang le dang ji se sang na dong ye na yang
So we protect this, you know, body, you know, it's like a banana tree and bubble mentioned here, no, in the substantial, and it is also the source of sicknesses, old age and death. But, you know, if we know how to, you know, use this, you know, body a basis for promoting happiness in other, then, you know, we can do a whole lot with this body.
So, jinsen sanna tawne ni rani ki san na jowa namba tawne, jen la pende dhuwa singe te, ta mune jubu karsa, ta nangju yungi ki.
So if we really, you know, do the analysis, then, you know, through reasoning, then, you know, we will understand that, you know, it has a you know, a great potential that can benefit, you know, infinite.
Dhamma lo wenda tanji rikhi dhiri. Dhaga li chushin dhans, uwa dharan hinpo me lans, nye ji chan gawa la sobi, donghe jin jounen de es, jibu chenpo kyunshu jin nyen sen dawa sha de es, tuen dhe de sha wo nyane, tiba chen me lona juba yin nons.
So we read through the text, the meaning of the, you know, stanzas above comes here. Thus enter the Mahayana with the thought, day and night I will conduct myself as a person of great capacity, making good use of this body of mine, which is a home for illnesses, a basis for the suffering of old age and the like, and which lacks an essence like a banana tree or a water bubble.
One has tōmbō nē chūpō chēmbē, chūpō chēmbō nē chūpā rī mē, chūndrī tā tīmō yī lāng jāngbē jī shē shē nā, tēnyī tā tīmō yī lāng jāngwa nī, chūpō chēmbē lāng jībī hōndō yī tē, nē njū chū chēpā njō rō sōndō.
Read through the text. A question. From the outset, one should guide student through the practice of a person of great capacity. What is the use of training in path which are shared with the person of small and medium capacities? Reply, training in the path that are shared with these two in a prerequisites for the development of the path of a person of great capacity. I will explain how this is so. So the question and answer, doing that, it is really, easy to understand.
The part of the choice means that young girls are going to want to kill us and that over the land, young ones to hit you.
So, if you guys have any questions or comments, maybe we will alternately, do questions and go through the text like that.
Here the question is being asked for the further clarification of the two misdeeds listed on page 132 within the cultivation of the conventional spirit of enlightenment.
The second stanza, one student can cultivate the true path to abandonment and you eliminate the two misdeeds. These are the deeds that give rise to peace. Could Rinpoche explain what the two misdeeds are?
Ta lumen tayang ki tsikche chi duwa sa o digi bula ta karisu gore kesi ini kowe dunghe di tong ini digi tong ni ini kibu dingi karisu gore ta di lam nyam su leni ini pangja di la ini midun cho nyi pangko ki duwa sa odi nyi di kare re sa
Jinnan tani rinyi yisi bina rwa. Bina kanda ma towa singi, bina rangshin ji kanda ma towa singi, da jibi kanda ma towa singi nyi yore. Bina, nga zon bina, bina ginlong ji yina rwa. Ginlong ji yina sanji ki jibi wong ki jema chungi yi ma gyewa chaya ji tang, rangshin ji jema chungi chaya ma gyewa nyi yore sa lada.
So two misdeeds are like, two kind of non-virtues. So one is kind of universal or natural, non-virtue. And one is that for a monk, you take a vow, and if you, don't, guard the vow, if you have a transgression in your vow, then there's a misdeeds.
Then dusre to a then soje bi megewa tale ne rajin khana ma to ase gre sanata.
Like taking others' life is a natural misdeeds.
Pena getsinu ge damba genye ge damba yenge ji ge pena chantosona ani del khana ma ra jebi khana ma thwa sigir la da nge patel.
And if the the novice monk and the full ordained monks and as well as the lay persons who has taken the oversaka vows, this kind of person, if they drink the alcohol, then it is losing the transgression of a vow. So it is one of that misdeeds.
Penaro genye gi damba la yang chang thong pamba de kema le na yang yo mare ko kanje kela gendi kanje kela ga yang ro wa ji thong ni che me chu ge ji kela so na kela de den ge bi ni ne pa de la ji da ga de na ra ji khana ma ji bi khana ma to se ge la
So the misdeeds is one is a demarcation. So you know when you have a vow, either you know layperson's vow, monk's vow, nun's vow, whatever, you know the, you have a demarcation there. When you cross that demarcation, then there's a one of the misdeeds that you make a pledge or the vows, took the vows. So generally, you know, drinking alcohol is not considered as a misdeed. But, you know, from the spiritual practitioner's point of view, is a kind of, you know, not very good deeds. Because, you know, when you drink alcohol, then you get intoxicated or you get drunk, and it will lead to, you know, several different misdeeds. So, you know, it is not good to drink alcohol. So if one consider as a practitioner, then it is you know, it is very crucial to give up alcohol. So it will, you know, make your mind, you know, agitated or, you know, drunk. So, you know, drunk people can do anything. So you understand these two misdeeds? So he can elaborate, but you know, it will take a lot of time. So any other questions or comments or whatever? So if not, then we'll go through the text. So we read through the text. Why one guides student through such stages?
So the
great capacities practitioner is seeking Buddhahood. So you know why you know they need to be guided through all the stages. So if you know one seek Buddhahood for the sake of all sentient beings, then you know from where you're gonna begin your practice. If somebody asks you guys, then what do you guys say? So if you know that is, you know, one seeking the Buddhahood for the sake of all sentient beings, then, you know, he has a big plan, and, you know, if we fall to the hell, then, you know, what happens? All his plan are jeopardized. So because of that, you know, whether he need to practice 10 precepts or not. So that person practice, you know, 10 precepts so that he will reborn in a higher state in next life. So that is the common path to the initial stage and as well as the great scopes practitioner. So what makes the differentiates between these two is, you know, the pain in the six perfections, the two stages, and the like. To benefit himself so that he will reborn in higher existence. The highest stage practitioner want Buddhahood for the sake of all sentient beings. So, you know, in order to do that, if he practicing 10 precepts, he will reborn in a higher existence so that he can continue his practice to attain Buddhahood. So this is the difference.
Deshe nang je seshi juye ja shin she sunba taas. Jaye se sang shangchu senpa shibi min to ne ten de te chenpa tsui laas. Ten nang nyangpa na te chenpi si ne shula tuanpa juye shuro hoasa.
Read through the text, why one guide student through such a stages. Why one guide student through such a stages is explained in terms of the actual reason and the purpose. The actual reason, the enter to the Mahayana is solely the spirit of supreme enlightenment. Once this is produced in your mind stream, it is as Shantideva states in the engaging in the Bodhisattva deeds, the moment helpless beings bound in the prison of the cyclic existence develop this spirit of enlightenments, they are called children of the Sugatas. Thus, this being enter the Mahayana open, being named conquers children or Bodhisattvas. If they ruin their spirit of enlightenment, they expel themselves from the company of Mahayana practitioners. So how we understand Mahayana practitioner is that person generate and develop the bodhicitta or not. Mm-hmm. That is the that is how you differentiate. So, generally there is a difference between the bodhisattva and the highest scope practitioner. If the highest scope practitioner is not necessarily a bodhisattva.
Jibu chenpo sesho na, kanche ngay sanje tangche tenzu zubya sanje si kubwa taba chi jega yin se ne, di yi tanda la nyanglen chen na rinpa lan zhonda ngay chi la, jibu chenpo secho go le la. Shangchu sanpa sen na, shangchu senyi ba rangji le jago ro asa.
So the bodhisattva means that, you know, person who possesses the, you know, body mind or the bodhicitta, those are called the bodhisattvas. The, you know, the highest scope practitioner, they enter the path of the highest scope practitioner, highest stage of the path, because, you know, he want to get enlightenment for the sake of all sentient beings. That kind of mind he already generate, and he is determined to practice that path.
Tena asa teaching the dupa nanchine as said the to mean bene as jegolas the jebalong hudo send the jibi pure gone ni tabane pure la toshu tewa shi tans yan la dimba chandra tan jeba goba shan shan sen jilang jirin ba tumbi yong chu to jeba lo de dan shun ju so le son so son.
Read through the text. Therefore, those who wish to enter the Mahayana must develop this spirit of enlightenment by making many forms of effort. The supreme texts that teach the stages of the Bodhisattva path, Shantideva's compendium of training and the engaging in Bodhisattva's deeds, speak of how to develop it. So this is easy to understand. You know, first know the benefit of the, generating the Bodhi mind, and then practice the, you know, seven limbic practice and so on to develop the, you know, the body mind. So like, you know, I mentioned here that, you know, taking refuge in three jewels, you know, how that become the causes to develop, generate and develop the body mind.
And you are not doing but the John Rose. So, Ben Sajong Yala, Ben Dipasha, but the Ben Dipasha was singing the son of Sabi Tandala. Did you me she push on to send a janet tea cheat? Any Rani Dipasa, but a cassa Dipata, be Tandare, son of Sabi Tandala, continued to children to Shiva Chile, second meters.
So maybe this is like, you know, aim is to obtain, you know, bodhicitta, and for that, you know, taking refuge in three jewels and practicing seven limb practice, you know, purification and accumulation of merits and so on, all these things or the practice solely to enhance the body mind.
Pena tanda nego salanga so pena jong ni somba na ye ye ni ji semba hule de go ji de kanje pi ta go jong me du te kare langa kare ka de yor se so na ni dipa da dipa ni ka de yor wala.
So right now our situation is like, you know, how much we try, you know, we could not able to success in our practice. Why? this happened because, you know, the obscuration and as well as our, sin or the nakedities, become the hindrances in our practice.
Tendriki dipa de shabye tuyanda le chandro men na macho rela da. Nga chun nyebo taji gu ni dipa shabye ten che tau singe de chandro che gure. Chandro men na macho rela da. Dipa tawa la. Dipa shabye.
So in order to, purify these negativities in our mind stream, we must take refuge in three jewels. Without taking refuge in three jewels, we cannot purify our negativities. And, to purify our negativities from our mind stream, we need to use the power of
for opponent powers.
So as Rinpoche telling all the time that, when we plan to have a garden or a field, first we need to clean the that place where there are a lot of stones, boulders and shrubs and bushes, whatever. First we need to clean all those things and then evenly, make the soil, nice. So like that, as mentioned in the Lamrim, this seven limb practice and taking refuge in three jewels and so on are to make our mind conducive to our
practice. Shir saba nang jin che ba tang sa, nyan dendru ji saba nang sa, te simba jache pe wa tang, sada she ba nang ja, te kunya nang ba, sebi ta me be me ba ho sa. Ta kanji shang chuki sen simbi gwa na yini, jang rola soba yini, diba mga tanda sa suwa yin suna yini, neko da tatu ki piyan tanda yung gore, diba tanda ta gore, yini suna tanda sa gore sun duwa, janda tere.
Read through the text again. They state that you first need to meditate on its benefit. Then you intensify your delight in this benefit from the depth of your heart. This must be accompanied with practicing the seven limb practice of worship along with the practice of refuge. If you condense the benefit spoken of in this way, they are twofold, temporary and final. The first is again twofold, not falling into miserable realms and being reborn in happy realms. That is, once you have developed this spirit of enlightenment, you clear away many previously accumulated causes for miserable rebirth, and you end the accumulation of them in future.
Me ba wo sa. Tatu ki tuen yang taba da tangji chen ba na jang sen de la de ne de la dun ju ba la sa. Deng ho de ne go da tatu ki pen yang la tang de ji dun ba jo ma ma yin ba si me na pen yang de da ki sen le xiong wa de sen de jie ba la Beba Shao Shi, my Tizan Jivy, Rangi Jilatana, Shin the Sailor, Satan, ngoto ta ngile ji phe ni bo de la ta de che ba la ji bu chung ri ge ti mo ye la sang ba jang go so so
read through the text again you also vastly increase your previously accumulated causes of happy rebirth since they are imbued with this spirit. Furthermore, because you are motivated by these spirits, the causes that you create anew will be inexhaustible. Relying upon this spirit of enlightenment, you will easily achieve the final aims, liberation and omniscience. From the outset, you must have an uncontrived aspiration that seek to attain this final and temporary benefit. If you do not have this, you might say, I will strive to develop this spirit on account of those benefits that arise from developing the spirit of enlightenment, but it will be mere words. The hollowness of this claim is very clear once you examine your mind. So the brief is that, you know, once you are seeking, you know, the this kind of a bodhicitta, then, you know, first you need to purify the previous negativities in our mind stream and accumulate, you know, merits, you know, by practicing, you know, taking refuge and seven limb practice and so on. If we could able to do that, then we will achieve, you know, our temporary goal and as well as the final attainments. So we stop here, and you know, weather is you know getting wilder. So you know, we do the dedication that you know the bodhicitta, this mind, is benefit ourselves and as well as benefit for infinite sentient beings. So you know, until now, you know. Lot of those crises or circumstances happen to ourselves and as well as around, you know, is because of lacking this, you know, bodhicitta mind. So, you know, so in order to attain obtain this kind of mind, you know, we will seek the blessing of the lineage gurus so that, you know, this mind arise within us and all the sentient beings.